What's going on, guys? It's your boy Scrub here, back again with another video. Hope you guys are all having an absolutely incredible day. I know I am. If you are, be sure to press the like button. Otherwise, no joke, no scam. When you're playing Minecraft with your Minecraft girlfriend, they will steal your diamonds and never give it back and then leave you for your friend Billy, who has more emeralds. That's right, Minecraft gold diggers are officially a thing in 2019. Anyways, what's going on, guys? You guys have been asking me to talk about crazy girlfriend stories, and to be honest, I don't really have a ton more crazy girlfriend stories, but I do have a story that kind of is in the ballpark of crazy girlfriends, okay? This is about a girl that I never dated that apparently told her entire family that we were in a very serious relationship, which led to arguably one of the most awkward moments I ever had in college. So yeah, without further ado, let's get right into the video. Now, in college, I definitely got around a little bit, okay? I dated a couple people, and you know, sometimes it would transpire into a relationship with crazy girls, and sometimes it wouldn't. And one time I went on a date with this girl within the first couple weeks of the school year. Definitely was pretty right off the bat in terms of the school year, and you know, I just didn't feel like there was anything there. I didn't feel like there was any romance. I didn't feel like there was a connection, so I told her right after the date, hey, you know, I think that you're a fantastic girl, but you're not my girl, you know? Like, I genuinely wish you the best. I hope you don't get pregnant by an ogre in a swamp somewhere, but I'm not feeling this. I don't feel like this is right for me. I don't feel like it's right for you, so yeah, best of luck. And I thought that it was very obvious that we were done, because I never heard from her again. Like, I really hadn't heard from this chick in a long time romantically. Obviously, every now and then I would see her, and we'd stop and catch up and have a normal conversation about life or, like, you know, how school was going, but it was by no means ever anything romantic. I think the most romantic thing we talked about after our date was, you know, how weird Valentine's Day is and how all I want to do is have a pizza and make out, and she's like, I want to be taken on a romantic date, and I was like, oh, good for you, you know, go make it happen then, because it ain't gonna be with me. So I thought everything was squared away, and the date was just awkward. And for everybody asking why the date was awkward, it was just one of those things where somebody was really, really hot, so you asked them on a date, not knowing that they were going to talk like, and then they just were really boring, you know? Like, don't get me wrong, the girl was super cute, like, super cute. But the entire date, she talked about horses. She was from, like, a small town in Utah, so she really didn't know, like, how to talk about anything else. And whenever I would try to talk about something that I was into or, like, figure out if we had anything in common, it would just always go back to this, like, small town in Utah, you know? And I'm trying to date a girl, not a town in Utah. So like I said, after that date, I'm like, yay, you know, we can stop. We can be friends. Sure. We can be friends. No big deal. But we're not dating. We're not. I'm sorry. You know, if that breaks your heart, then I guess your heart has to be broken. But sometimes you got to do what's good for the boys. Not to mention, you wanted to go out every Saturday, and Saturdays are reserved for the boys, okay? Come on. Everyone knows Saturdays are for the boys. Girls out there, if your boyfriend is busy on a Saturday, it's because it's reserved for him to kiss the homies. But regardless, I'm pretty sure that I made it obvious that we were done. We hadn't been on a date in about 8 months, but one day, you know, I'm chilling, talking to a girl that I was in class with, not even a girlfriend, not anyone that I was interested in at all, like literally at all. I was just sitting there talking to this girl that I have a class with, and this giant guy with like a pretty thick, not country accent, but you could clearly tell he was a farm, comes up to me and he goes, "Who do you think you are, two-timing my sister?" And I'm like, huh? Wait, what are you, what? Hello? Like, are you talking to me? Like, I'm kind of looking around trying to make sure I'm the one he's talking to, and I'm looking at the bench and I look at him and I'm like, me? And he goes, yeah. Yeah, you know that you're two-timing my sister right now. Don't act like I'm not going to tell her. And I'm like, what are you talking about, bro? I'm not dating anybody. I think you got the wrong guy. Maybe I look like your sister's boyfriend, you know? Like, but I'm telling you, I don't have a girlfriend, so I don't know how I could be two-timing your sister, right? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. I really, really have no clue what's going on in your head that makes me think I'm two-timing your sister, but I don't have a girlfriend. And he gets up in my face and he's like, oh yeah, you think I don't know who you are, Ryan, and says my last name. He's like, you think I don't know that you've been dating my sister for the entire year? And my classmate who I was talking to, I was pretty good friends with, looks confused. And she's like, they're not dating. And the guy's like, oh yeah, is that what he told you? Probably because you're just some floozy that he uses for fun on the side while he's dating my sister. You're lucky I don't fight you right now. You know, I'm going to tell my sister. And I'm like, dog, you can tell your sister. We went on one date at the start of the year, and that was it, you know? Like, that was literally it. I don't know what she told you we are, but we are definitely not anything that you're going to fight me over because we weren't even dating, bro. What are you on about? So regardless, here I am getting yelled at by some giant, like, farmer boy in the middle of my college while talking to this girl, right? And apparently I've been dating his sister for 9 months. I haven't talked to his sister in, like, 3 weeks. I don't know what's going on. I am 50 shades of bamboozled, confused, perplexed, everything you can say to be absolutely flabbergastedly confused. And next thing I know, another farmer boy comes running up, but this one's a little bit older, right? He's got a balding head. It almost looks like he's got a horseshoe on his noggin because that's the pattern that his hair is growing in. And here I am confused, and he's like, oh, so what, you think you can just dodge meeting our family while you're dating my daughter? And I'm like, whose daughter am I dating, dude? I don't know what you guys are talking about. So they're all yelling at me, and next thing I know, the girl who I went on a date on at the start of the year, who I barely talked to since, walks up to me and is like, oh, I can see you met my family. I'm like, yeah, why do they think we're dating? Because we're not dating. Like, we haven't been dating. And she's like, well, you know, I just felt like we had, like, good vibes after our date, so I didn't want to tell them that, like, we weren't dating. And I was like, so you've told them that we've been dating for 9 months when we haven't even talked? Like, we've had maybe two or three conversations not related to dating at all. And she's like, well, you know, I just felt like we had such a special connection. And I'm like, dog, we didn't have that connection because I told you, hey, I'm not interested in you romantically. Like, I can pull up the text. Don't make me, what do you mean? And the parents and the brother look really confused. And they're like, wait, hold on, what? And I'm like, I'm not dating your daughter. And they're like, well, she was telling us that, you know, you guys were talking about, like, getting engaged and all this stuff. And I was like, that was not the case. I don't know what this girl's plan was, really. I mean, let's really break this down. Oh, I'm embarrassed I'm in college and I'm not married, so I'll make up a story that this guy is dating me when he doesn't know that we're dating, and somehow this is going to work out with us being together, even though I don't talk to the guy and he said he's not interested, but I'll just tell my family that we're in a serious relationship. Not really sure what the girl's plan was. So after this giant confusion goes on, I'm still confused, and of course, everyone else sitting in, like, the quad thing of the school that was there just thinks that I'm some giant douche canoe who, like, played this girl and was, you know, trying to date other people with, like, I don't even know, but I'm sure I looked like a giant douche, because if you see a bunch of dudes yelling at a dude in the middle of, like, you know, the quad of your college about how he's two-timing on their sister, you're probably going to think he's guilty. I'm just saying, I probably would, so I don't blame anyone who did. But I wasn't dating his sister. Like, I still don't know where she got this idea from. So after this, the dad asked me to go to dinner with him so we could talk about it. And I'm like, okay, I'm not dating your daughter, though. Like, just to be very clear, you know that, right? And he's like, yes, I know, but, you know, I just want to talk to you. And I'm like, all right, fine. I'll go to dinner. We can talk about it. But I'm not dating your daughter. Like, I need you to know very clearly, me, no date daughter, okay? Like, that's not gonna happen. So I get in the car with this farmer boy in this F-150, and he's like, where do you want to go to eat? And I'm like, dog, you asked me to go eat. I don't want to be here. Like, you're picking where we're eating, okay? I hate when people do that. They ask you to go do something and you get in the car, like, what should we do? I don't know, man, you're the one who made me get ready and want to go out, so, like, you pick. I'm not doing with this. So we go to a restaurant, we sit down, and the dad goes, so my daughter's known to lie a little bit. And I'm like, huh, really? You know, I couldn't tell from the fact that you were going to fight me in the middle of the quad because she told you that I was going to marry her or something and we only went on one date. Like, I never knew that your daughter might have a slight exaggeration problem considering we were never dating. And he's like, but, you know, she does have a kind heart. And I'm like, sure, dude, I don't know your daughter like that. Sure, she has a kind heart. She made it up. I don't know why she made it up. Sure, she might have a kind heart. And he's like, I just really want you to consider taking her on another date. And I'm like, bro, listen to what you're asking me to do right now. You just came down here to meet me because you felt like I was avoiding you because she lied to you for months and months and months on end. And you think that that's a good impression on me to go, well, she's kind of hot, so I might as well give it a second go. Like, call me crazy here. The second a girl makes up a giant relationship to, you know, ooh, I don't know, convince everybody that we're dating for a long period of time and we're not, kind of kills any attraction that I have to her. Like, any